Iran's nuclear program, the war in Syria, and now Iraq. As far as the topics of conversation between Iran and the U.S. go, that pretty much does it.
I got a lot of questions about blueberries.
I guess I was wrong. We've also got blueberries on the agenda. That was Jim Riddle, former chairman of the U.S. National Organic Standards Board. He's also a blueberry farmer in Minnesota and recently got back from a trip to Iran, where he spoke at a conference about organic agriculture.
The organizing committee were looking for a speaker who was knowledgeable about the United States organic regulation and organic markets and the situation here.
Riddle had never been to Iran, so he wasn't sure if he was the right guy for the gig. His family and friends were a bit flummoxed, too.
Some people were excited and supportive, and others were like, are you crazy? Why would you go there?
Riddle wasn't sure if it was safe or even legal, so he checked with the USDA and the State Department.
They told me about some cultural and sports and academic exchanges that are going on, kind of soft diplomacy, and that my trip would be consistent with that. So once that was taken care of, I felt confident.
So Riddle accepted the mission, go to Tehran to talk about organic food.
You know, I learned that Iran has over 3,000 certified organic farms already and are producing organic products such as pistachios, tea, grapes, figs, dates.
But one thing that's hard to find in Iran is blueberries, which is why Riddle ended up fielding a lot of questions at the conference about growing organic blueberries. Riddle says Iran is missing out on American blueberry know-how, but he also says the U.S. is missing out on what Iran has to offer.
I saw very busy markets, restaurants, bazaars, except for Coca-Cola and some Pepsi. I just did not see any U.S. automobiles or other U.S. products. And so, in some ways, we are the ones being hurt by these sanctions. We are not accessing this wonderful historic culture or their markets.
Sounds like Jim Riddle found a thrill in Iran, just not atop Blueberry Hill. Not yet, anyway. This is PRI.